So what we have to be able to do for you to have what you really want is we've got to dig out those beliefs that are keeping you from having what you want. And there are all kinds of weird beliefs we have. We're intellectually, we know better, right? But emotionally, they still control us. Like, oh, you know, gosh, you know, if, you know, I'm really successful, then people will resent me and they won't love me and then I will lose all those good feelings. So I only succeed so much. Or if you're a woman and you're successful, men can't handle it, so you can't have a relationship and be successful. You know, or if you're black, or if you're brown, or if you're Indian, or if you're white, then people respond to you X way, and that's just how it is. And there's plenty of references to back up all these things, aren't there? There's plenty of racism in the world. There's plenty of men who do respond to women that way. There are plenty of situations where when you're successful, you're rejected. So then we generalize that that's everything, because we don't want to ever go through that. But as soon as we close that door, we close all of it that we really want. It's just fear that we made those beliefs out of. And what we have to be able to do is step up as leaders. The leaders don't, they're not treated fairly, right? They're not treated nicely, of any color, of any gender, of any background. Doesn't matter who it is, but they lead. And out of that, they have a life that's quite extraordinary. It has ups and downs, but it is unbelievably rewarding. It is not a very safe life. If you want safety, you say, I want safety, I want security, then go to prison. But if you want freedom, you have to step up. And the biggest freedom you need is to free yourself from the slavery we all have done to ourselves through the belief structures that we've developed. There's more than enough obstacles in the outside world for you not to add to them by adding some in your head. And the worst ones are the ones that you make totally certain in your mind that you believe they're true. Intellectually, you know better, maybe, but gut believe they're true. So we must destroy, not deal with, we must destroy those beliefs, destroy them. In order to do that, we got to remember, what is a belief? It's a feeling of absolute what? Oh my God, the very thing that I want over here. No wonder you live by those beliefs, because you're in this state when you think about them. Maybe it's a sick feeling of certainty, like you're certain it's going to be terrible, but it's still certainty, isn't it? That's why you respond to it. And you probably have put so many legs under your belief now, it's really solid. So the only way to uproot that is if we link massive, unbearable, immediate levels of to it in a real way, in our gut. If we do that, it'll dislodge it. It'll give us the what? And it'll interrupt our, and then we have room to create a new set of beliefs that'll empower us, which we will anchor with the most massive, immediate levels of pleasure that you've ever felt before. And when that happens, your whole life changes, because beliefs, all human behavior is belief-driven. Even if you're not aware of it consciously, you're doing things because of what you believe it's going to lead to. It's going to lead to more certainty. Remember those six needs? Or it'll give you the variety, a surprise. Or it'll give you connection that you so desperately want. Or it'll make you feel significant. Even if it's a bad way, it still feels significant. Or it'll make you grow, it'll make you contribute. So beliefs control it all. If we take care of the belief, we take care of the root of it all. If we just work on the behavior, you can change the behavior, and if you have the same belief, you'll just find some other behavior that's just as bad.